Thank you, Serge. Hi, Mike. This is Gino. How are you today?
Good. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. I'm the regional hiking director for your area, and Serge had pinged me and said that he had a company that was qualified for the listing that we're filling out on Google today. So wanted to talk to you. We had a couple of companies asking for the listing, and they weren't qualified. So when he told me that you were on the other end of the line, wanted to talk with you so I could walk you through how everything works, get your questions answered. I'll get pricing for you as well. And then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll go ahead and get you set up on this listing today. Fair enough, Mike?
Yeah, fair enough. If it's fair for me, yep.
All right, absolutely. So now, Serge had made a couple of notes for me about some of your current advertising. It sounds like you get a lot of word of mouth.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I was looking to see if I could find any other advertising for you online or presence. I didn't find a lot. I think with an Angie or a Home Advisor link, I think, but it says the link is broken. Is that a service you're currently using?
No, I don't use that no more. Third joke.
Oh.
Sorry, stay it happened.
Well, no, actually, I've heard that many times before. Okay. Good that you're free of them, though, and I'm sorry they got their hooks into you at some point.
right.
What were you hoping to achieve, and what were your goals when you signed up?
For Angie's List?
Right.
For Home Advisor?
Yeah.
Just to get clients and, you know, just to get a bigger business. So always want to expand, you know.
Okay.
It just seemed like it cost more money than it panned out to be because you don't get that many jobs.
Well, and those leads.
And then some of the leads are jokes, like literally.
Like they don't exist?
Yeah, they don't exist or they're like...
Yeah.
Prank calls or something, like they're blank, like no one's on the other end, and you get charged for it.
I've heard that before, too. Absolutely. Wow. Well, smart that you recognized it, though. You know, a lot of people don't, and they get really stuck. So good for you for recognizing that.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
You bet. And good thing there are other options, better options. I was going to ask you, are you using Facebook at all, Mike?
No, I'm not on social media.
Okay, no problem. So that actually helps me determine what way to go, what's going to work best for you. I don't want you in a package that isn't going to make sense. So first thing that we'll do today is we'll close off the Elizabeth area for the category of electrician, and we close that for a 50-mile radius around home base. So what that'll mean for you is in that 50-mile radius, we're actually not allowed to work with anyone else who offers the same services that you do, so meaning we can't work with your competitors. So I think I'll get this right. D'Alessandro?
You got it.
Is that right? Awesome.
Alessandro. Yeah, you said
it
right.
Yay.
Yeah.
It sounds like a familiar name, like I should know it from somewhere.
It is a familiar name because it's spelled so many different ways.
Oh, okay. Wow. So D'Alessandro Electric is the only company then that we'll be putting on the first page. And we do all of the programming necessary so that you appear right in the map section anytime anyone searches for your services. So services, anything that you offer as a service, we can use a keyword so that you're found by that. So, for example, I would assume service panel upgrades are probably something that's high profit for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can use that as a keyword. Are you doing electrical vehicle, or excuse me, electric vehicle station?
Yeah, I do those. I do a lot of, under cabinet lighting. I do a lot of landscape lighting. Hot tubs.
Okay. I'm getting all this down. Would that be like the wiring and the outlet for hot tub?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, just, you know, after the hot tub gets delivered or prior, you contact me and then we can determine what size wire and everything we need to go get.
Oh, wow. Okay. Awesome. So we can use all of those as keywords that you found for those right in the map section, and even if anyone is searching for them. And then they just click and call you directly. We don't filter or screen those calls at all. There are no restrictions as to how many jobs you need to take or how far you need to travel. Nothing. That's 100% your business. None of our business. Our job is getting your phones ringing, and then you do business how you do business. And then,
what's the name of your business?
Local Splash.
Local Splash.
As in, we come in locally and make a big splash about D'Alessandro Electric so that people recognize you.
Okay.
Yep.
That's cool.
And then...
So, this isn't Google. You're not part of Google.
No. We're a Google Premier Channel partner, which is actually the highest partnership level a company can achieve. We've been in that slot for 14 years. Google actually doesn't call small and mid-sized businesses directly. They work with enterprise accounts, the big guys. So they rely on partners like us to reach out to folks like D'Alessandro Electric when a listing is available. So, yeah, that's us.
Okay.
And then...
Local Splash.
Yep. So leads and calls are unlimited. We don't charge for them. We don't screen them. They don't go to your competitors. Literally, people could click on you in the map and call you directly. So... I think you can see how this would help bring you a better quality lead than what you're getting through that other service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I'm sure, too, capturing them right in the moment when they're searching for your services, while they're still a hot lead and actively looking to buy, that would probably do you a little bit better, too.
Right, yeah. And you just, that way you get out there quick and sell them.
What's that?
That way you get to their house real quick, you know. And they call
exactly.
you, but you set an appointment as quick as you can. That way you get out there and they always see the promptness. And they go, oh, he's prompt, he's on it. He's good, he's fair.
Right, exactly. And that's exactly the way to go about it. And that's going to get you maximum jobs, of course. So, Mike, being that you are qualified for the listing, let's go ahead and I'm going to get pricing for you. So I'll pull up retail, and then I'm going to apply any credits that I've got available today to get you off. So let's see what we've got for PA. All right, so retail is coming up. I should mention, too. Pricing is on a flat monthly rate, never anything more. We don't even add taxes to it, but certainly no click fees or call fees of any kind. And the call's going directly to you. And then we work on a month-to-month basis, meaning we don't lock you into a contract. We just really... Frankly, we don't believe in it. We feel that if we're doing our job, which is why we're here, then we have no need to wrangle you into a lengthy contract. I hope that's something that's all right.
I got you. Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Perfect. So let me get pricing here. So let me see. Retail is coming up at $399 a month with a one-time $299 setup for Pennsylvania today, but let me get your credits in here. So being that you're closer to 10 years than you are to 5, so that's going to let me apply a nicer discount for you. So one of the things that we look for is longevity. Are you established? Can you take on more business? And that'll let us apply better credits because it tells us that you are going to do well in that position. So that legacy discount is going to get you down to $249 a month. And it's going to knock that setup fee back to $99. Okay, that took... I had to double check it. It took off more than I expected it to. But that's a good thing. So then just a $99 setup fee, which is a one-time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. And then it is just that flat $249 on a month-to-month basis. And we'll close off that 50-mile radius around Elizabeth for you. We'll get your Google business profile and up and running and optimized. And given that you guys are close to 10 years in service, while we were talking, I pinged my tech department to see if we had any openings to do a website for you. And we do, so we can. We don't charge for that. We don't build websites for the general public, only for preferred clients. And given that you have a 5 out of 5 star rating online and your longevity in business, we can do a website for you. So it'll be on a .com domain name that you like, something that works for you and your business. And of course it'll be all about D'Alessandro Electric. And your contact info, your photos, we'll write the content, of course. And then we'll build that site, too, so that it's Google compliant and optimized right from the start. And that's going to help amp your visibility, too. It gets that right information over to Google so that we can get you in that map section. And then unlimited services and keywords, leads going directly to you, and we're not filtering or selling those calls. Now, this is a plan that definitely makes sense for us. You are what we would call a preferred company to partner with for that first page listing. And it sounds to me like this would really do great things to help increase your visibility and increase the business you bring in, help you grow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any questions so far, Mike? Anything that's still fuzzy?
I'm just looking you guys up and I'm trying to figure stuff out.
Oh, you bet. Awesome. Well, and did you find our website?
Your website?
Yes.
I just typed in the splash.
Perfect.
It popped up, but I don't know where it popped up at.
Oh. Well,
you got an A plus. You got an A plus with the BBB.
Yes, sir. We do. And I was hoping you would find our website. I was going to point you to
what's your website? You want to help me out?
You bet. It's localsplash.com.
Is that one word? Local splash.
You know what? Let me text it to you.
I think I found it.
Did it come up for you? Yeah.
It says localsplash.com CEO, localsplash.com reviews.
There we go. You found it. So any one of those pages, you can pull up. And something I want to bring your attention to is if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of one of those pages, you'll see a Google badge or logo. And if you click on that and watch your address bar, it'll show that it's taking you to Google's website. And it'll verify that, yes, we are partners and we exist. The reason I like to point that out is there are a lot of fakes out there that claim they're Google partners and they're actually not. Mm-hmm. Kind of like Angie did, they'll take your money and not do any work. So I just wanted to point out that we are, in fact, Google partners. That's usually a concern. And, Mike, I'm also sending
the
part, you...
Good.
No, go ahead, Ann.
No, I was saying, I mean, it definitely sounds like too good to be true with the price of $250 a month. I mean, that's a really good deal. But, I mean, that's definitely going to get me business. Like, people are going to see it and going to call me.
Yep, exactly, right? Exactly. Well, and so I hear where you're coming from, I actually thought the same thing when I started working here. I used Local Splash in my construction company before I came to work for them. When I came on board, I had been taken for this exact service for over $1,900 a month for over 6 months, and I saw zero results for my company. And when Local Splash found me, I said, okay, I'll give it a try. And I couldn't believe how low the prices were either. Now that I work for them, I understand it doesn't have to be expensive, for several reasons. One, we keep very close tabs on algorithms as they change, so we can make adjustments really quickly, really easily. And our team has the know-how to get everything set up and programmed more quickly. We know exactly what to do to get you on the first page in the map, as opposed to the guy that was $1,900 a month. He didn't know what he was doing. The programming took him forever. So he was trying to earn an hourly for, you know, 8-9 months worth of poking around trying to figure it out. So we're very targeted, very specialized. We do only work with companies who are connected with or work in the trades. So construction, blue collar, and we don't work with lawyers and, you know, attorneys and bankers, exclusively with construction. So that kind of helps us have an edge too, so we can get it done more quickly. So it doesn't have to cost you as much.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was just reading this one thing. I was just calling in regards to my Local Splash listing. Basically, they are doing a great job for me. I am busy 5 to 7 days a week, and I have been a customer with them for over a year, and they are doing a great job. I couldn't give them enough praise. They are a very good company, and my advertising campaign is going great. Thank you very much. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, that's nice. That's very nice.
Yeah, I was reading the customer reviews for
awesome.
Client success, you know.
Awesome. Oh, by the way, Mike, I did just send you a text a couple of minutes. Oh, no, I did not send that through, did I? Let me check.
What?
Yes, I did.
You sent the website.
Yep, and then I sent you another one. It might take a minute to get there. It's long. It's a summary of all the inclusions along with your discounted price. I wanted you to have that in writing anyway. Please excuse my dogs. Clearly, I work for
the
home.
Is that a text message? Yeah,
yes.
Right. Everybody does these days.
Yeah, pretty much.
First page, you Google listing in the map. Exclusive listing over a 50-mile radius. Okay. Very strict Google rules, which follow the partner. Okay. So I'll be on Facebook, too. Is that what that says? You will be Facebook features on a monthly basis. Calls and leads go directly to you.
So, yes, we can, if you'd like, add Facebook advertising to it. It's an additional $100 a month. And how that works is we purchase $100 in Facebook ad credits for you. We write the ads, run them, manage them. All you have to do is take the inbound. So if you'd like additional leads coming on top of what you would get in the map section, Facebook has become amazing, truly, for helping get new customers in. I was never a Facebook lover. I don't do much on social media. I use Facebook for business, and that's really about it. I never got into, you know, posting a picture of your dinner. I
don't think I'm going to do Facebook. I don't think I want to do Facebook. I'm busy enough. I don't need way more.
You got it. I think the Google Map being in the map for your services, that's going to get you a nice steady flow of new business. You know, probably to the point where you'll be able to cherry pick jobs and, you know, maybe even narrow down your service radius too.
That sounds good, because I signed up for eLocal. I just recently did. I mean, because there's like, it's just like $40 a phone call. I have to pay $400 for every 10 phone calls.
Okay.
Now you're telling me this is way better of a price range for me to manage than trying to fork out $400 to $800 a month.
Yeah, that's a lot. And what was the service?
It's called eLocal. Electricians Local.
Oh, okay. Okay. I've heard of it, but I don't have any firsthand experience. Something else that's really neat about sitting in the map section is you're going to catch them right in the moment when they're looking, first of all. But Angie's and all the other services, none of them are even physically able to be in the map section. They would literally have to have a physical location in every town in the country. And then, obviously, it's something they can't do. So you get those leads before they ever even scroll down the page and click on an Andy's link or eLocal link or anything else where you'd have to pay for them. Given that they're unlimited leads and calls, then you catch them right before they would go somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly like what you're telling me here. And because, I mean, honestly, it's like $250 a month, boom. You take $250 out, I have to pay every month. I got to call in.
Yep.
Call you guys in, or...
Yep, and then anytime... Yeah, so we set up a subscription, so it is charged monthly. You can cancel at any time, though you just need 3 days' notice before your next billing date. You're also... Given that we were able to apply some discounts for you today, for getting set up today, you're locked in for life at that rate. So it's not like a promotion that's going to go up later. So you're locked in for good at that price. Even as you expand and add helpers and add crews. So, Mike, sounds to me like we should be getting you set up now, or maybe it should have been weeks ago.
Yeah, maybe, huh?
Okay. Well,
so I'm just trying to think. Judge, that's what?
What are you figuring? Or trying to figure?
I want to do it. I definitely want to sign up.
Okay.
But I'm just trying to figure out, like, I don't know. I'm just worried about a scam going on.
Gotcha. Okay. And I understand that. Absolutely. When I was in construction, I was scammed flat out 3 times. And then 4 if you count Home Advisor. But what can I show you or send you to help you be more comfortable? I could send you a barking dog.
Yeah, I got 5 of them dogs in my house.
Oh, well, so I picked the quiet one out of the litter, And he
sounds like it.
Oh my God. He's the most talkative dog we've ever had. Out of 9 dogs that we've had as a family, we've never had one that talks more than he does. He's got something to say about everything. Kind of.
Is
like
that your husband I was talking to?
No, that was Serge, one of my coworkers.
Was he like on another line or something?
Yep, he was.
Apparently, he ain't at your house.
No. So we've got a phone system that we all work on, and so we're based in California. I live in Colorado. But yeah, some of us are in California. We've got people in Missouri, Florida. Oh, we're all over the globe.
Okay. So when I sign up.
Yep.
Because you guys start working on the website right away.
Yes, actually. So we set up your onboarding call, and I like to do that as schedule allows. Today, if possible, if we've got openings. If not, I'd like to see it for Monday. That call is with your technician. They'll go through quality control, make sure I got all of your information right, and then talk about what you want on your website, domain name, things like that, all the technical. And that's the call where we roll up our sleeves and dig in. So timeline, I like to do that within the first day or two of getting you set. So we'd be looking at Monday. Mm-hmm. Overall timeline, if we call today day one, the day we get you started, between now and day 7, your reporting dashboard will come online. That's an area where you can log in to our system anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, all the things you need to know about where your marketing dollars are going and how they're working for you. And then we'll get your directory destinations submitted. So the Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, up to about 60 different destinations. So that's all within, you know, between now and day 7. Between now and day 14, your web page will be up and functional online. And then from there, it only takes us about 30 to 45 days to get you on first page. Industry standard is 6 to 9 months, but I tend to say 6 months to never, based on personal experience. But yes, we get you up there quick, about 30, 45 days.
Okay. And what, I'd have to pay before we hang up can I do this in maybe a couple hours? Can you call me back in a couple hours?
Excellent question. So our listings are assigned to us in the morning, and we have a one-day window to fill them. Otherwise, they close the listing back down, which isn't such a bad thing. Mm-hmm. I can open it up later, but it goes back to full retail. When Serge sent you over, it stopped our team from dialing the area. So when we disconnect, yes, they'll resume calling. So I can't hold the listing, but we can either set up now, or we can do it in a couple hours, and I'll just keep an eye on the listing, and then if it's still available then we can go forward. Which would you rather do?
Okay. I'm thinking.
Okay.
I'm thinking. it would be $350 right now, right?
Correct. $348.
Plus 100.
Yep.
$348. And then it wouldn't start for a month.
So I would
be good for 2 months.
Well, so we actually, we start right away. So your web page will be up before that 30 days. We'll get your directory submissions. So you might see some calls filtering earlier. And then nothing due until November 21st then. And that would just be the flat $249. And then
I get calls this first month?
It's entirely possible, yes. We've seen results earlier when we do all those directory submissions, getting you out on Yelp and MapQuest especially, and Yahoo. Well, Bing too. They're all big traffic drivers. So yeah, it's certainly possible that you'll see results sooner and your website will be up. So that's
so
another
avenue. I'll be on Yelp too?
Yes, you will. Yep. Yelp.
Yelp, Google, front page, right?
Yep. MapQuest. Yep. Exactly. And then others, Chamber of Commerce, oh God, there's one that starts with a K. Kudzu is another big one.
Kudzu, yeah.
Yep. So we get to tell those, and we get you up on Bing too, which we'll write the content for. We also write the content for your website so that it is keyworded and optimized, everything that needs to be to drive traffic to you.
Would I be able to send you pictures that I would want, that some pictures in my work you can put on the website?
Yes, we definitely will want those. And in fact, anytime you have new pictures that you want uploaded, just pop them up to us and we'll put them on your website for you. You don't have to mess with it.
How would I do that? Like, how would I send them to you?
So through the reporting and reporting and analytics dashboard that I mentioned, you'll be able to upload photos for us through that same dashboard. Yep.
Would somebody be able to walk me through that?
Absolutely.
For my first time, whenever you guys got it right here.
Absolutely. In fact, we'll do that during your onboarding call. We get that all taken care of.
Which would be on Monday.
Yep, I'm thinking, let me look here. Let me see if I do have anything today.
Today's fine. I'm busy today, so I don't think I'll be able to sit down today.
Okay, so Monday's better for you?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me take a look. It looks like we've got, so we block out an hour for the call. It typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes, though, and I'll actually gather all of the information that I need from you now, so you won't even need to be in front of a computer if you can't be on Monday when we do the call. So we've got, it looks like, wow, almost every hour on the hour, starting at 10 a.m. going through 6 p.m.,
is there hold on one second.
Sure.
What's that, sir?
I said, how
you doing? No, good.
You wanted to say play,
though. Oh, I don't care where it goes. I'm just an electrician here. I thought that somebody come and get the talk, sir. We're working on a building.
I love it.
Okay.
Anytime between 10 and 6...
Yeah, that's fine. Anytime. Yeah, I say anytime after 10 on Monday.
So, should we say, would 11 o'clock work?
Noon. Yeah.
Noon is better. Let me double check.
It's 2 noon. And then, I guess I'll sign up. And then.
Okay.
I'm going to have to. I don't think I'm going to keep going with, if this turns out good, I'm not going to keep going with that other place.
Sure, I don't blame you, I wouldn't. My gosh, I mean, might
as well
go.
$40 to call, right?
Wow,
it's $40 to call, so you have to go look at the job, so you have to charge the lady. You're like, oh, it's a $65 trip charge for me to come to your house, because now you got to collect that money no matter what. You at least got to get the money back from advertising, so now you got to charge for an estimate.
Right, exactly. Well, or if you...
Did the white truck move?
Sure.
Okay. All right, I'll go get him. I'm sorry. There's a lot of stuff going on here.
No, gosh. I understand you've got paying work. I know we disrupted your day. So I am happy to go with the
flow.
Can
you move your truck? Okay. All right.
So let's go ahead. I'm just going to start collecting information from you. Most of it you'll either just know, or I'll be able to dig up online. So I assume Mike is probably short for Michael.
Yep.
Okay. And then what's your, oh, of course, there it is. D'Alessandro is your last name?
Yep.
Perfect. And let me make sure I've got it spelled right. I've got D'Alessandro. Is that right, Mike?
That's right.
Perfect. And then on the card that you're going to use for payment today, does your middle initial appear, or is it just first and last?
I don't have a middle initial.
Okay. Wow.
I don't have a middle name.
Okay, then I guess it doesn't appear there then. You know, I think I've only met a couple of people in my life that didn't have middle names. It's actually kind of cool. It must be a little bit, I don't know, freeing.
I think I'm the third, though.
Oh,
third,
wow.
Like,
wow. I don't know. I've got a middle name, and it never gets used. So it's almost like, why is it
there? Right. It's stupid, I think.
Exactly.
No.
Well,
so,
and then there's...
On the card, it's Michael D'Alessandro. It's D'Alessandro Electric on the card.
Okay, got it. All right. Jeez, I'm doing some fill-ins on my end here. Okay. And then, Mike, are you able to access an email right now?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. What's your email?
From my phone.
Perfect.
Yellow Wire Nuts.
Really? Yellow Wire Nuts. I love it.
Yeah. Okay. Yellow Wire Nuts.
Perfect.
It's YELLOWWIRE Wire NUTS at Gmail.
I love that. That is a great email address. I would have never thought of it. And
you should see my suspension on my truck. I got everything powder coated yellow.
Oh, do you really? That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have to send me a picture, or that's gotta go on your website so I can see it there.
Yeah, put it on my website.
You bet. People like to see that. They really do. They like to know that you're human and you're something more than an electrician. They just do. They,
me and my dogs, we could put that on.
There you go.
Website.
Absolutely. There's no reason not to. And people like seeing it. I mean, they like seeing your work, of course. They want to know that you're good at it. But being placed in the map on the first page of Google, it's already a given that you're good at your work. So they kind of like to see that human side too. All right. And then, so Mike, I just sent you two emails. Don't need to do anything.
Is
with
this
either
you,
one
Gail?
Of them.
Yeah, how do you say your name?
Gail Busky. Yep. They made it then.
Thank you. Made what?
The emails made it to you.
Yeah, we specialize in helping small businesses. We do the screening listings. Quote price $249 a month. No contracts. I could cancel any time. $99 for a set pair of pro package first. You guys are a legitimate company, right?
Yes, we absolutely are. We absolutely are. In fact, I wouldn't be working here if they didn't do what they say they do. I used their services before I came to work for them. After coming on board as an employee, they do even more than I ever thought. I mean, some of the behind the scenes things that you just wouldn't think of, that just help our clients, just little stuff. And it's just amazing. I've been nothing short of amazed. So phone
and the company will not take no more than $249 a month out, right?
No, sir. In fact, this is a good point to mention to you. We'll never come back asking for more money. In fact, you and I are going to set up a security question and password system so that if someone calls you and tells you you need to do this, this, or that for your website or whatever false information they want to feed you, if you even suspect that it's not us calling, you'll ask the security question. If they can't answer it with the proper answer, that's not us.
Okay.
And Yelp is really good for doing that. They'll call you and offer you a subscription. But I want you to know you're free to accept or decline however you want. That's up to you. I don't know what their offer might be, but just know that whatever their offer is, whether you accept or decline is going to have zero effect on what we're doing and what I've offered you. So just don't let them wrangle you in because they say, well, you have to do this for your website. No, we've got that. You're good. Okay.
Okay.
And so, Mike, for phone number, I've got 724-732-2569. Is that also your business number?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. You're out in the warehouse.
Yeah, you hear it?
I can. I used to work for a glass company doing inventory control, so I was always out in the warehouse. Well, when I was in the Army too, I drove those forklifts, but that was a long, long time ago.
Well, thank you for your service.
Oh, absolutely. I enjoyed it. I really did. I never saw action, but I enjoyed what I did.
Right.
And then,
yeah. Most people in there do.
Yeah. It's an experience. You know, I mean, it truly is.
Sure.
Company name, I've got D'Alessandro Electric. Is there an Inc. or LLC behind that, Mike?
No.
Okay. All right. And then are you at 1311 Scenery Drive, Elizabeth, Pennsylvania?
Yes.
15037?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me update that, and then I'm going to send you a couple of text messages. Get to the right screen. So the first one, I know I sent it through with that book I sent earlier, but I'll send it just by itself, is my direct contact information. So I am and will remain the lead on your account. If you ever have problems, I don't anticipate any, but if it happens, I do want you to let me know. If I can't resolve it myself, I will get to who can. And then, of course, if you have questions.
I call this number and hit 4287. I'll talk to you, Gail.
Yes, you will. And now
I am talk to nobody else.
Exactly. Well, I actually will. So Monday when we do your onboarding call, I'll introduce you to your technician, and I'll actually let them take it from there. But no, we don't send you in cold. So I will be there for that call. And then anytime if you have questions or problems. And then I'm also sending over, it's titled customer service, but that's where you'll reach your technician. So I'm sending that one to you. Let me pop back over to another screen. So many screens to move through. And I'm doing.
So you love your job.
I really do. I love helping other people. Being that I can't be in construction anymore, I love helping other companies that are in construction grow. And I have to tell you, Mike, I kind of have a soft spot for electricians too. My dad was a journeyman electrician from the time I was about 2 years old until the time he retired just a few years ago. So, I've got brothers and sisters
That's
in the
cool.
trades too. What is Monday's date? The 24th already. My gosh. I don't know where October is.
I know. I just want spring to come back.
You know, me too.
I hate the cold.
The older I get, the more I don't like winter and the cold. And yeah, I'm with you on that for sure. All right, I'm going to grab that appointment.
While I'm talking to you, should I click on this free web listing scan, see what this is about?
What is that? I'm not sure
something
what you
sent me. I'm on probably the first one. It says new advanced reporting and introducing the best reporting tool for your business. Check to see how our business appears online.
Gotcha. No.
Scan. No.
You can if you would like to. It's probably better done from a desktop. That way you can kind of poke around a little bit.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And so I'm building your calendar appointment right now to hold your slot on Monday for us. Once I get that set up, I'll send that over as an email. And that one, I'll need to have you do a couple clicks on. Oops, if I can get the right info in there. There we are. Okay. So that email's on the way, and the subject line is kind of strange. Local / CIE. And that's going to be a calendar appointment.
October 24th.
There you go. So if you could open that up, there'll be a yes, no, maybe option.
Okay.
If you could click the yes. Perfect.
There.
Go ahead. And then I'll see if it updated on this end. Oh, not yet. Give it another minute. Come on. Nope, it hasn't updated yet.
I opened it. And I hit it.
Okay. Let me see. That might have done it. Perfect. Thank you, Mike. I got it.
Yep.
You're confirmed. So you'll get reminder text and email an hour before, just to kind of give you a heads up. And so I'll call you, and I'll have your technician on the line at the same time. I'll make introductions. I can answer any questions that you might have thought of between now and Monday. And then I will turn it over to your tech so that you guys can talk technical things.
Is that when I could send them some pictures too?
Yes.
On Monday?
Yep, that's when you can do that for sure. And that would be perfect. All right.
Okay.
And I'm going to send you another text. This is just something later on when you have a minute if you want to. Information on how the call tracking works. And then let's see here. So there's another, it's an optional item already included in your pricing, so it doesn't cost anything additional. It's our Splash app. So, and you know what, I just thought I'd better check something here. Okay. So in about 10 minutes, Mike, if we're not wrapped up, I'll have to disconnect and then I'll call you back. Your listing will be secure, so I'm not worried about it going away. I've already got it closed, and your name is on it. Our phone system is kind of strange. It times us out after 60 minutes, and we're about 10 minutes away from that. So
wow, we've been on the phone for an hour already.
I know. It doesn't seem like it. Rather than letting the automated voice kick us off, we'll just hang up, and I'll call you back. But we got a couple minutes.
Okay.
So the Splash app, if you're interested in it, you would download it from the Play Store. It installs on your existing cell phone. The app itself has its own unique phone number, which would be local to you. And what it's intended for is to be a business number for you, so giving you the ability to keep business and work separate but on the same phone and accessible. So you can dial out on that app through that phone number. You can receive calls on the app through that number. You can record calls. You can retrieve call recordings. You know, like if you've got your hands full doing, you know, in the middle of a service panel upgrade and somebody calls you for another service panel upgrade or whatever, you can have a conversation with them, get all the information you need without having to actually stop and write it down. Just do it by voice, and then you can go back later and listen to the recording, pick out the, you know, address, the time, the all the particulars, things like that.
Oh, yeah, that sounds cool.
Okay, I'm going to put you down for it then. So it's at the tail end of beta testing. So for right now, they're asking everybody to fill out an application because it goes to a different department. It doesn't mean you're going to be denied. I haven't heard of them denying anybody. But they'll want your info on that application. So I'm sending you a link to that by text. And I've got you as a yes here. And get your zip in here. I'm also doing a few things on that I have to check off on my checklist. And I'm...
Flash out. Do I click on it?
I mean, yes. And that you can even do later on. Just sometime this weekend would be perfect. And for us to contact you, Mike, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
Phone or text. I mean, sometimes I don't answer my phone, so...
Okay.
I would say text me.
Perfect.
Call or text, it don't matter. If I miss it, just text me or something, you know.
Okay. Sounds good. I will make a note. And then, what do you want to show as your hours of operation?
Let's see. I don't get to my first job till like 9, but like I'm up and running and getting stuff ready in the morning, you know. So I'd say 9 to 6.
Okay. And then, do you want to show Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday, 9 to 6. Saturdays. Go from 10 to 3.
Perfect. Get to sleep in a little bit on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And closed on Sundays.
Yeah, closed on Sundays.
Okay.
But
and then
I do emergency services calls. 24/7.
Oh, all right. Perfect. Got it. Good hours. And then, again, it doesn't cost anything additional. Would you like payment integration put on your website? So the ability to send someone to your website to pay you by through like Zelle, Cash App, PayPal. I think there are 6 or 8 that we support. Is that something you'd like on there?
Not right now. I'm too overwhelmed as it is with all this tech shit.
I don't blame you. No problem. I'm going to put a no. All right.
Quick cash or check. Cash or check.
You know, I always did like cash the best.
Yeah. It's always cheaper, too.
Yes, it is.
For the homeowner to pay.
Yeah, it is. Definitely. Okay, so let's list out your services. So I'm starting with electrician, electrical services. I'm going to say 24/7, electrical.
Emergency.
Certainly service panel upgrade is high on your list, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Whole house wiring.
Whole house wiring, remodeling, like electric, you know, changing light fixtures, you could do that.
Okay.
Well, let's get the big stuff in there, I guess, right? Get the big stuff.
Yeah,
the little
let's
stuff
get the
will
big
come
stuff.
Later.
Yep, you got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
so
we got that. We got it.
Go ahead.
Under cabinet lighting, custom under cabinet lighting.
What was the, you said Is it constant? Is that what you said?
Custom.
Oh, custom. Sorry.
Yeah. Custom under cabinet lighting. Or you just put custom cabinet lighting. Not under.
Yeah. You got it. Yep. Perfect. I see where you're going. Okay. Then, I'm ready.
Wait, how do you want to say it? Like landscape lights? Outdoor lighting?
I'm going to say both. Landscape lighting. Yeah. Outdoor lighting. Okay. Good ones.
What? I guess...
Hot tub wiring. Absolutely. Electric vehicle.
What's the other one?
The ones I jotted down when we were talking earlier, we've got about 5 minutes, and then the tick will kick us off. I wrote down service panel upgrade, electric vehicle, cabinet lighting, landscape lighting, hot tub lighting. Let's see.
I mean, I'd do anything residential. You could do dryer plugs, dryer outlets. Adding circuits. You want to add a circuit?
Okay. Perfect. Any others that you can think of?
What about adding a sub panel? Wiring a detached garage or shed?
Ah, perfect. Garage. Detached. Shed. Okay, beautiful. Got it.
Floor plug.
Anything. What was that one?
Floor plug.
Floor plug.
Floor. Yeah, floor plug. Recessed lighting.
Awesome. Okay. Got it.
That pretty much covers a good bit, right? I mean,
I think you did. And if you think of any others over the weekend, just let us know on Monday and we can get them added. And Mike, we are about to get kicked off, so we'll go ahead and hang up, and then I'll just dial you right back if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Awesome. I'll talk to you in just a minute. Thank you, Mike.
Okay. You're welcome.
Bye.